This old favorite. The Dills. I wanna make love to you one more night. I love you, baby. I want you, baby. I need you, baby. Hey, welcome everyone. Hey, this is The Buzz. Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. You know we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and in our opinion, the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. And speaking of fine broadcasting, we've got Let's Talk About It with Ms. Penny. Ms. Penny.
Hey, hey, can you hear me good?
I can hear you now. Yes, continue, please.
Okay, seems like we're getting some bad connections tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's the way the internet is. I do understand, but we'll continue. I think once you start talking, I think everything will be just fine.
Okay. All right. How everybody doing tonight? I hope everybody had a blessed and beautiful day today. You know, we have listeners all around the globe that listen to us. Let us know how your weather was today. My weather was really cold. It was cold. It was 46. The sun wasn't even shining today. The weather was pretty chilly today here in Chester. Let me know how your weather is, where you're located at. We coming live from Studio W. Let's talk about it with Miss Pink. You can listen to this show 24, radio station 24/7. If you don't want to listen to it on your computer or your laptop, you can also listen to it on your iPhone. Go to the Apple Store and put in Studio W, or your Android phone. You can put in Play Store. In your Play Store, put in Studio W. And you also could just say, Alexa, play Studio W. Our website is international. And we also, our website is StudioWBuzz.com. That's StudioWBuzz.com. If you go to the website, subscribe and leave us a comment. Let us know how you like the show. And if you want to share these shows with your family and friends, when you go to the website, go to the top of the screen and you'll see an archive. Click on the archive button and let the drop down button come down and let you choose what shows you want to listen to. You could catch Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We on LinkedIn. We have a YouTube channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We have Facebook. It's Let's Talk About It. Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, iTunes. Check us out and, you know, let us know how you're liking the show. But, you know, we have these hot sizzling conversations. Today, we'd like to talk about on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. Family, how important it is to you to be with your family and connect and have that communication with your family. I think we have lost that somewhere. I don't know where, but I think it's been lost. Because families seem like they're not close like they used to be. It seems like there's a disconnect. It's like nobody wants to love on family like they used to. Nobody wants to connect with their family. Unless it's death. That's when it comes around, when there's death in the family. And then sometimes they don't come around then. And it's heartbreaking to hear people talk bad about their family. And I just can't understand that. What is the point of you not loving on your family, especially when you was raised with these same people? I know everybody goes in a different direction and everybody don't like things that other families may do or family members do, but they still your family. You're not perfect. There's not one person on this earth that is perfect. So why not love your family? They may do something wrong, or they may do something that you don't like, but they still your family. You're going to have your disagreement. You're going to have your arguments. But that's what makes the world go round, because everybody's not, we're not robots. So we agree to disagree. And it's not only with, it's getting to the point where mothers and daughters are not getting along. Fathers and sons are not getting along. Sons and mothers, sons and sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles. It is getting to the point where there's no love there no more. There's not that connection. It's not there anymore. And I'm trying to understand, and this, and I think the holiday makes you really think about this. Everybody lives in different places, yes. You don't have to visit family just because it's the holidays. You can visit them every day. And that's what gets me, because when it comes Christmas, everybody wants to give and do for each other and be for each other. But what about, what happens after the Christmas trees come down? What happened after the decoration come down? Do that family member just disappear? No, they're still there. And it bothers me, because I come from a big family. It was eight of us. And I know how some kids may feel that don't have, that grew up as an only child. They didn't have that sibling to play with. They didn't have those nights where they didn't have those nights with their siblings that sat around and ate popcorns together. That memory of growing up with someone. And they earned for that. I've had a lot of people that grew up as the only child tell me that I wish I had a sister or brother. I wish it's, and me, I was the youngest. And I always say that I wished I had me a little sister. I wish that I had a sister. I always wish that I had a little sister. And I'm just noticing it. Well, I've been noticed, but I'm really being aware of how distant family has gotten. It's like, no, it's really heartbreaking. If you think about it, some sisters and brothers live right down the street from each other and don't even speak to each other. They can pass each other in the grocery stores. And that is sad. But as soon as somebody dies in the family, everybody runs to that person. Where was you when his cousins and aunts and uncles was before they, I don't know y'all. You look at people strange because you don't know your family members. And y'all know I always have a story. I got friends living in Chicago that I've never met them. These are my grandmother's sister's kids. Never met them. If they passed me in the streets, I wouldn't know them. Back in the days, this is the way your mom was, or your dad. They asked your boyfriend, they questioned them. And I think they did that to make sure you was not related to them. You was not part of their family. And it is sad that we need each other right now. This is everybody needs somebody. And when you you panic with car wreck. So you wait for the news to say who this person is. I really don't. Because I don't know who is that person on the other end of that phone. That just me. You may be okay with somebody texting you telling them you that they're okay. I'm not. I prefer you may text me one or two times, but by that third time, pick up that phone and call me. So I can know that it's you and you're okay. But we are getting too laid back or relaxed about not loving each other. We forgot about that word love when it comes to family. One of the listeners said, I'm watching and together, not just the holidays, but everyone is going, doing great. A family that prays together, stays together, blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, you are absolutely right. We got to pray for our families because we have forgotten about love. We've forgotten about taking care of each other, being there, being that shoulder, being that ear. Because every family is, we all have issues. There's not a perfect family in this world. We all have issues. But we got to come back together and love on each other. Because there's nothing, and I'm not going to say that you can't forgive. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to take that back. I eat that back up because I'm not going to say there's nothing that you can't forgive. You can't forgive a person for because you, I don't know what you've been through. I don't. But we got to start some way get around whatever the problem is. We got to start loving on each other. We got to start caring. And I see a lot of people out here, they doing their Christmas shopping. They going around during Christmas time, everybody laughing. Oh, they're coming home for Christmas or Thanksgiving or the holidays. And then once they leave, it's like you're there all alone. Nobody calls back to check on you until next year when it get close to these holidays. Nobody's reaching out. Got family members that's sitting in nursing home. Nobody goes to visit them. They put them in nursing home and forget about them. Is that okay? Do you want to be left alone in a, cause to me, I understand some people have to put their family members in nursing home. Don't get me wrong. Don't go say Miss Kenny say you wrong. Because you put your family in a nursing home, your mom, your grandmama. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm asking you to, you of, only thing I'm asking of you, if you put them there, then go see about them. Go check on them. Go read them a book. Go sit with them. Go talk to them. Just because they're in that nursing home don't mean that they don't need to be loved and want to feel loved. They want to feel that love. They want that company. They're used to that. They're used to somebody coming by to check on them. They, you was good enough to go over there, eat their good old collard greens and fried chicken and whatever grandmama and great grandmama and aunts them cooked. So go have company with them. Some nursing home that may let you bring them some food. You cook for them. Take care of them. I remember, y'all know I always have a story. And this happened on a Christmas. One Christmas, I finally had all my kids and grandkids here at my home. And we had a ball. And we hadn't done that in so many years. It had been a long time we had done that. And it felt good. Don't leave me alone because I'm old. Don't start communicating with me. Show me love when I get older. Show me love now. Don't come running to show me love while I leave this world. Screaming and hollering, you're going to miss me. You didn't miss me when I was here. You didn't come and see about me when I was alive. You didn't bring me a plate of food while I was living. So don't act like you're going to miss me so much when I'm gone. We got to come together. I remember when you went to church, and I'm not trying to make anybody be religious. Please don't think I am. But I remember when you go to church, you saw all the little kids, the grandmama on one pew, the children and their kids sitting on another bench in the church. It was family oriented, but it's not like that anymore. Just like that listener say, a family that prays together stays together. We're not praying for families no more. And we're not praying families. We have to do better. A phone call do not hurt. And you may not have a long, drawn-out conversation. That's okay. Just to call somebody on the phone and say, hey, I just call you to say I love you and just to check on you. I know you had them. I'm laughing, but I know you have them family members because we all have them in our family. The ones that have everything hurts them. They can never say, oh, I'm doing good. Oh, my back hurt. My arthritis hurt. My knee hurt. I can't pay my bills. You have those family members, but still show them love. They may not know that they saying that all the time. They just want to tell somebody. How you know they not telling you the only one may be calling to check on them. So you're the only one that they could tell what's going on. And I'm going to tell you, when you're in the store, if you're out shopping, check out the older people that be in the stores. You can get a conversation going with them and it seems like they've been knowing you for 30 years. Because they happy to have somebody to talk to. They will stand there and talk to you for about an hour. And you be looking like, I gotta go. But they are happy to have somebody to have a conversation with. I'm gonna tell you what you do. This is what you can see how lonely it be for someone that family don't connect them. And they don't have no communication with their family. This is what you can do. Turn off all the TVs in your house. Turn off all the music in your house and just sit there in silence, and you will feel the loneliness. You will feel it. You will know what other people are feeling when they don't have nobody. I'm telling you, you will feel it. Because how I know, my husband's gone and I'm just sitting here in the house. And it's just peace and quiet. The TV go on a commercial, or I mute the TV and I notice the quietness in the house. I feel that lonely. And sometimes I'll pick up the phone and I'll call him and I'll be like, where are you? How long going to be before you get back home? Because his presence make me know that I'm not alone. Yeah, y'all may say, well, Miss Penny, you got 5 kids and 9 grandkids. Call some of them. No, they're not right here where they're going to run over here to me. Yes. Somebody say, thank you for checking on me today, my dear friend. You're welcome. I love to call my friends, my family. I like to call to check on them. And sometimes I send you a text just to check on you. Which y'all going to say, Miss Penny, I thought you to say you don't like texting. I don't. I don't like people to text me all the time. Me, personally. That's me. Because I want to hear your voice sometime. I will text, and then sometimes I'll text you, and the next thing you know, your phone is ringing. But we got to get back to love. We got to get that back in our hearts and soul. We got to start back loving on each other. And mean it. When you tell somebody you love them, you care for them, mean it. Don't just say it because it's a word in the dictionary. Show it. Not because it's Christmas. Because a lot of us forget what Christmas is. We think it's the gifts and buying, spending up money, going broke. We think it's the bright lights. No, that's not the only thing comes with Christmas. And you know, I just sometimes think about it. When it is a sad day and time right now, you don't know what's going to happen. You be in the grocery stores. You be in the Walmarts. You be in the malls. You don't know what is going to happen. Every day you should live your life to the fullness like it's your last. You should show compassion, love to people like it's the last day that you're going to be able to love this person. Or show them that you care about them. Because there may not be another day. It'd be the last day that you see this person. And nobody says that you will ever forget what that family member or what that person done to you. But you can forgive. Because forgiving them is not only for them. Forgiving them is for you too. It brings healing to you too. It brings a peace of mind to you too. And I know there's a lot of people in this world that has done Penny wrong. But Miss Penny forgive anybody. I can't hold on to that because it mentally and physical hurts you. Love one another like you never loved them before, especially the way the world is right now. Family is a lot to me. Because you don't get but one family. And you don't choose what family wants to belong in. I saw y'all already have a story. I saw a TikTok video where this young man was asking people on TikTok to let him, can somebody let him become a part of their family? Because the family wanted him to sing a certain song about a cousin that had passed away. I know some of y'all probably saw it. And I thought it was funny. And he was talking about he didn't want to sing that gospel song because the guy wasn't that good a guy. But and you don't choose your family. You can't choose your family. Your family is already chosen for you when you came into the womb. You don't choose your family. So you love what you got. And you may say, well, Miss Penny, my family treat me bad. My family don't do for me. My family, that's okay. Just because they act like that don't mean you have to. I'm going to love you regardless. Tell them that. Tell them that. You may mistreat me. You may talk about me behind my back. You may do me wrong. But I'm going to love you regardless. And I got somebody in their family that not done them wrong. Everybody got somebody in their family that maybe have said something negative about them. Everybody. But that didn't stop them from loving him. It stopped them. I forgive you. We gonna move on with this. I've seen family members fight. I'm talking about fist fight. And still the next 5 minutes, they loving on each other. Or the next day. It's like it never happened. It never happened. But you can't get no other family. Love on them. I'm telling y'all, life is too short. Life is too short. You don't know, you know the day you was born, but you don't know the day of your death. So you don't know when your last days will be here or their last days will be on this earth. One perfect family. Show me a perfect family. They have no disagreement. We agree to disagree. We're not going to always agree. Because if we all agreed all the time, we'll be robots. We will be walking around literally like robots. Because at the end of the day, we got to. And I know sometimes people sit back and say, well, some people don't know how to love. We can't assume that everybody knows how to show love. Get out people's brain. You could be the one that thinking you are thinking in their brains, thinking that they know how to love, how to show it. Everybody, you can't assume that. You get out their brains, you can't assume that. Be the one to break the cycle. If your family did not go around telling each other I love you or kissing the kids on the jaw or give hugs before they leave or when they arrive, if your family didn't do that, break the cycle and start it. They may be like, girl, here she come hugging on people. Okay. Y'all know I always have a story. One of my cousins was doing a thing. It's called the 10-second hug. It was 10 seconds or 20 seconds or something like that. Hug. And everybody came to my aunt's house that day. She hugged them for 10 seconds. It was 10, 15, 20. I can't remember, but she would hug you for those many seconds. And I thought at first I thought it was weird. But then when I was watching her do it, I can see how people was reacting to it. At first day when she first do it and she tell you what she's doing, you can see the tense, like people was, like they didn't want it. But when she began to do it and held them for those 10, 15, 20 seconds, you could see the relaxation in them. You could see the emotion that they was connecting, that they liked it. They felt like somebody cared. They was feeling it. They was into it. So show that love to people. Now, I used to have a daughter that she kissed me on the cheek when she would come. I didn't care if she left out the door 3 or 4 times. She always kissed me on the cheek. And when she would come back, you know, she would come in and out the door. She always would hug me. She don't do it no more. I don't know what happened, but but I guess she grew older, you know, and she felt like it was a little weird, but I used to like it, you know? And it made me feel like I knew she cared. And that love was there. Because we forget. These are the same people that you grew up around. These are the same people that helped you to learn how to walk, took care of you when you were sick as a child, wipe your snotty nose. These are the same people. Why do you get older and think you're better or think they're not good enough for to be a part of your family? And I know we all have family members that have done that. They disown you. Or you don't wear as they do. Or maybe you may have an alcohol or drug problem. But guess what? They're still your family. Because came up in the world, that should make you want to love and care on them more because you made it. So reach back down and help your family. Bring them up. Maybe they need somebody to show them, teach them how to do better, how to get more money, how to live a better life. Because you went to college and they didn't go to college. What makes you any better? They're still your family. They're still a human being. You step over because they're not up to your standards. But you could treat the other people in the streets better than you do your own family. And then they quick to say, now this is the one that really bothers me. This is something that really bothers Miss Penny. Is when you have a mother that's living on this earth and you call other people mama. That bothers me. That's a big disconnect right there. You got a mama. Love on your own mama. If you gave all the love to her, you wouldn't be able to call somebody else mama. You would love on her so much, she take all your love. You can't call this person mama and that person mama. God gave you one mama. You ain't come out but one time. Yeah, that person may have been as good to you as a mom. They have probably helped you as a mom. They've been there for you as a mom. But they're not your mom. We gotta love each other. L-O-V-E. Love. And don't do it once a year. Stop loving on people on their just their birthday, just Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever holiday everybody likes to get together, Easter, 4th of July, June 10th. Love them 365 days in a year. And your heart is big enough for all them days. Your heart is big enough to love more than one person. Because if you ever get in trouble, or if you ever in need, trust me, your family will be there for you. It may not be all of them. It might not be all your family. But your family coming. Somebody from your family coming. Because you need your family. And I just want to express this to y'all because this is the time of the year that people really feel down when they see other families having their little get together. Family members coming over to family members' houses. They exchanging gifts. They out shopping together, doing things together. And this send people into depression. It send people into a dark space. It turns, they be sad, lonely, depressed. Because they don't have that. And they earns for that. And you don't want them sitting back lonely and sad. I remember when we used to go, when I was part of the Ladies Auxiliary Veterans of Foreign War Club members, every year, every holiday, we would go to the VA hospitals and visit people there and take them, you know, whatever holiday it was. If it was Easter, we took them Easter baskets, fixed little Easter things. If it was Christmas, we took them Christmas gifts. But when we would tell us that they no visitors. They had no families to come and see them. But we didn't do it once a year. We did it every holiday that came. And we made sure they was taken care of. And if you got somebody in your neighborhood that's that don't have family, you could take a little basket. You go to Dollar General, Family Dollars, wherever you have a cheap store in your neighborhood. I know we have listeners around the globe, so put together a little basket for them and tie a little bow on it and give it to them. They will never ever forget that. They may not be your family, but you helping somebody that may not have a family. And I wonder how people feel when they go to their family house and you haven't spoke to these people in years. How do you feel? Love each other while you can. And it's gotten so bad out here in the world. I'm Pacific talking about the United States right now, where I live. In the United States, it's gotten so bad. I was in the mall. Y'all know I always have a story, Miss Penn. I always have a story. I was in the mall Saturday, and the mall was packed. It was packed. I've never seen that mall that packed before. And I was really paranoid. I was really trying to rush and find these gifts that I was looking for. And I was really like looking around, and then this man, he was in the store in Macy's, and he was like, hey. He was talking to somebody, and I turned around, looked at him, and I was like, don't do that. This is not the time to be acting silly in a store. You know? But when I went out that day, I was able, if somehow it happened to me, I know I had recently told every one of my kids that I love them. And most of my grandkids. I knew that I would be okay. They could say my mom did get a chance to tell me she loved me, or my nana got a chance to tell me she loved me before she left this world. You show love to your family today. Can you? Say that I love them. Let me know what y'all think about this hot sizzle conversation, because this is a conversation that sisters and brothers, mamas and daughters, fathers and sons, cousins, aunts, ain't it? This is a conversation that needs to be had. How are we going to mend this family together? We're going to knit our family back together. We're going to start praying together for God to keep this family together. When are we going to start doing this? How can we do this? What have I done to you that I can't say I'm sorry? Let me know so we can get this family back together and love on each other. Not hate on each other, not have an attitude with each other, not walk around angry at each other. Because really and truly, if you got an attitude and you're angry with your family, it's not hurting your family, it's hurting you. You're the one carrying all that weight. Lift that weight off of your shoulders and let your family know, hey sis, I love you. And if they don't love you back, say, I don't care if you don't love me back, I'm gonna love you anyway. Because everybody is not going to come together. And don't get me wrong. Don't say Miss Penn and say everybody going to love each other. No. Everybody's not going to come on board with you. If you want to mend the family, to knit them back together, to glue them back together, to pray them back together, everybody's not going to come or be in agreement with you. Long as you do your part, you do what you need to do to have peace of mind. That's okay. That's okay. You keep loving them. Maybe sooner or later they'll come around. But I can't guarantee you that all of them gonna come around. But if you could get one or two of them to come around, that's better than nothing. What are you so angry about? Tell the family they mad. You do not go around here mad at people. In this world, we be mad at people or angry at someone or have an attitude with someone and they don't even know why you mad. They don't even know why you're angry. What have I done? Half of the family don't even know what you angry about. Or it been so long since it happened. Girl, you still mad about that. Dude, you still mad about that. This is what they say to you. Man, come on. We all forgot about that. Because you ain't talking. You're not communicating. You're not letting people know. When somebody in the family step on your toe, you're going to say, ouch. Loud enough for them to hear it, right? You're going to say, ouch. So if somebody in the family step on your feelings, sometimes we'll hold it in and won't say nothing. We'll just stop speaking, stop talking to them. When they step on your feelings, say, ouch. Let them know what they did. You may have taken it the wrong way. Sometimes we take things and we hear it the way we want to hear. And it's not what the person said. That's not what they said or that's not what they meant. I'm good about asking somebody when they say something. I'll go talk to you. Let's talk about this. Now, when you said so-and-so, so-and-so, what was you talking about? I just was trying to clarify, you know, make sure I heard what you said. Now, if you said it in a nasty way, you meant it in a nasty way, okay, I can accept that. Because you didn't say it behind my back. You said it in my face. Stop it. Let people know when it's okay. And it's a nice way you could talk to people if they hurt your feelings. You don't have to be ready to fight. You don't have to be ready to be mad or curse them out. It's nice ways you can say things to people. Girl, you know what you said hurt my feelings. Well, why did it hurt your feelings? I'm having a conversation, y'all. I'm not, Miss Penny's not going crazy, but I'm just showing you something. Okay. Don't say Miss Penny went crazy on the radio. She was talking to herself, but you say, what's your feelings? They are probably going to say, well, what you mean? I hurt your feelings. Well, you said so and so, so and so. Girl, that's not what I said. And that's not what I meant. I meant to say, I was trying to say this. But if it came out in the wrong way, I apologize. If you heard it wrong, I apologize. You took it the wrong way, I apologize. That's how you do it. You don't have to jump on somebody. You don't have to curse them out. We got to start loving each other. Communication is the key to it all. Believe it or not, you may not want to believe it, but communication in a family plays a big part. Y'all can communicate when it's time to have a funeral. Y'all can communicate when it's time to have a party. Y'all can communicate when it's time to talk about each other. Y'all can communicate when it's time to stab each other in the back. Y'all communicate when it's time to put each other down, but you can't communicate about loving each other and getting this family back together and mending us, putting love in the family. But you can't communicate about that. Come on now. Come on. Let me know how y'all liking this hot sizzling conversation. This your girl. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. Studio W Live. If you don't want to listen to us on your iPad or your laptop or your computer, if you have an iPhone, you can go to your Apple Store and put in Studio W. If you have an Android, go to the Play Store and put in Studio W. Or you can sit back and relax and say, Alexa, play Studio W. We have a website. Our website is StudioWBuzz.com. That's StudioWBuzz.com. And if you go to the website. Please subscribe. Leave us a comment. Let us know how you're liking the shows. And if you want to share this show with your family, your friends, you go to the website and at the top of the screen, hit the archive and drop down and let us, and you can look for the show you want to listen to again. And our website is in it. It's internationalstudiowbuzz.com. And you can catch Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We're on LinkedIn, YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We have a Facebook, Let's Talk About It, Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. You can hear us a little bit of everywhere. Let us know how you're liking the show. Now, it may not help you, but it may help one of your families or friends. Share this, let them listen to it. And let us know what you're thinking about this hot sizzling conversation. One of the listeners say, some families cannot get along because they are holding grudge toward you and your, and jealousy. The God want us to love. Yes, God want us to love. And you know what? You're absolutely right. That's why I said, when you're saying that some of them hold grudges, you hold them grudges for no reason. Cause people, some people not forgot about it. Have you ever had, somebody to say something to you at work? It could be at work, and they may get a little snappy with you. You feel as though they were snapped. And then when it's lunchtime, they come to you and be like, girl, you going to lunch? You want to go to lunch? Or dude, you want, hey guy, you want to go to lunch? You know why they do that? Cause they said it and they forgot about it. You the one sitting over there still with the grudge about it. You the one still over there with the attitude. And that's the way it is with families. Family member do to them, they'll hold on to it. They will literally hold on to it. And the family member now forgot about it. They don't even probably remember they said that or did that to you. And you walking around him with that whole baggage on your shoulders. Head hurt, losing sleep, tossing and turning in the bed, can't eat. Cause you worried. You still thinking about what they said. They sleeping good, eating good. They forgot about it. They forgot about it. So, but your family is so important. It is, it means a lot. It should mean a lot to you. It means a lot to me. I like being around my family. Y'all know Miss Penn, I always have a story. Last year, it's only 4 girls left. We have a sister that passed. And we hadn't done this never. My brother was invited, but he had his other plans. But we got together and all the sisters cooked Thanksgiving dinner together. And we hung out. We laughed for that weekend. We had a wonderful time. It was good to be around them. Some of the kids came, their grandkids came, some of their kids, some of my kids came and grandkids. It was beautiful. And I laughed so much. I had such a good time. And we had not been together. The 4 of us had not been together in years. I'm talking about since we not been together since 97 when my mother passed. That was the first time we had all been together in one place. Because when my sister passed, I was in Afghanistan. And I think one of my sisters took it for my brother's funeral. So that was the time that we was together since 97. And they didn't even realize that I had to tell them. This is the first time all 4 of us been together. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. you, oh, I'm out of time. But listen to me. Try to, if you don't do nothing else for 2024, plan to mend your family together and show your family love. No matter what they've done, show love and mean it. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. If nobody told you that they love you today, remember, Miss Penny love you.
Amen, amen. Miss Penny, you know, check this out. I'm supposed to be back here engineering this program here, and I didn't realize that you were out of time. It was just that good. It was just that good. You got so many comments, and there's only you and one other host that have that's on this network 3 days a week. That's you and Derek the Change Man Smith, a.k.a. Pastor Derek the Change Man Smith. He's also Deacon Otis Wickdine, and he comes on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And you're on Sundays, Mondays, and Wednesdays. And I just love both of you guys. I mean, just amazing. Now, speaking of Derek, he is, he's a comedian. He's a pastor. Oh, and one great entertainer and singer. Just awesome. So his shows are on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 p.m. on the East Coast, 4 o'clock on the West, and 6 Central. That's 7 p.m. Right here on the East Coast, 4 o'clock on the West, and 6 Central and 5 Mountain Time. And so we changed the website up just a little bit while you were on air, Miss Penny. So no longer do they have to go to on air and hit that, and then they have the drop down for archive shows. Archive shows has its own separate tab right now. And it's right there on the top. When you go to the home page, you just hit archive shows, and guess what? You can subscribe right there. So we want to do everything we can. We do our best to improve each and every day. We are a family broadcast, music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, interviews, promoting new artists, just about anything that you want. If it has to do with the literary arena, music included, you know, poetry, songs, books, whatever it is, or even information, we have it all right here. We even have a teenage show, which comes on Saturday mornings. Miss Penny, you already know. I'm telling the audience right now. It's called Teens Talk Truth. Two young men that's been with me for 3 years, and God be the glory, to God be the glory, rather, because you have no idea what we instill in our young people, and we don't pay attention to it. It will come to fruition, good or bad. So as adults out there, mentor our children, take care of them, put the good stuff in them. I mean, like education, and teach them and nurture them, and they'll grow up a lot better, I promise you. Miss Penny, just love your show. Just love it. Just love it. You told them you're on.
Thank you.
You're on YouTube, Spotify, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. She's all over the place. She's all over the place. So, Miss Penny, any final comments?
Snapchat, iTunes. No, just love on your family. Let's not do it once a year. Y'all have, just take care of each other. We're in this time where everybody needs to just take care and love on each other as much as you can.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to leave us with some music right now, but keep it locked right here. It's going to be a lot of great music. And then tonight on Monday Night Madness, got a special show with yours truly, WB and the Professor. Okay. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Just tune in anyway. That show starts at 8:15 Eastern Standard Time, 5:15 on the West, and 6:15 Central. In the meantime, let's look at this. The Pointer Sisters. Yes, we can. Come on, we can do this. Like Miss Penny say, get out of somebody else's head. Is that what you say, Miss Penny? Or stay out of somebody else's head? All right, that was Line du Jour.